You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hello, Rebel Leader, and thank you for joining me today. I want to set the stage for this series of podcasts, so please indulge in a bit of background. In the last week of August 2005, Hurricane Katrina, as a Category 5, made landfall on Florida and Louisiana. The catastrophic damage it left, mainly in the city of New Orleans and the surrounding areas, was unimaginable and horrifying. One of the biggest uproars at the time was the inactivity and ill-preparedness of the FEMA organization. However, during that awful period, a shining business beacon was Walmart. Walmart? Yeah. Walmart has always been a master at logistics, and in the aftermath of Katrina, was able to marshal its might and get supplies to the masses long before the government agencies could. In the process, the Big W stumbled upon a mighty truth. Doing good is good for business. The positive PR it received for all its excellent efforts to help those hurricane victims by leveraging its natural strengths for community good, well, that generated a tremendous outpouring of goodwill. Now, here is my backstory. In 2005, I was the general manager of the most profitable production operation owned by a New Orleans conglomerate. Our business was subcontracting. Our second largest client had the prized Walmart account. And that client had given a good piece of that Walmart business to us to fulfill. So we were very familiar with how Walmart conducted business. Before Katrina hit, we had been embroiled in an awful scam that lasted an agonizing year and which ultimately pointed to fraud in their Canadian warehouse space. I tell you this so you know I was incredibly wary about anything Walmart wanted. So let's go back to Louisiana. Like all good PR efforts, the noise and the hype is typically contained to the area specifically impacted, the local community. So being Canadian, you can now understand why we never heard about Walmart's good deeds. But the collective Big W light bulb went on in those days inside the head office. And there were some very clever people who said, hey, wait a minute. We just mobilized our best capabilities for society. What if we took a more comprehensive and global view? So, first they tackled zero packaging waste. I remember those days. That was not welcome news by anyone associated with the Walmart account. Like every other supplier, my production facility was thrown into complete disarray, trying to remove all the excess packaging to meet their quote-unquote outlandish targets. Any company interested in keeping that Walmart account met those targets on time and on budget. Now, to be fair, Walmart was not outlandish. They were just focused and committed. And yes, my team delivered massively and saved the day. However, more importantly, we consumers are now quite picky about the amount of superfluous packaging we buy with our goods, aren't we? Well, next, Walmart launched their 100% renewable energy initiative. We, the consumers, have come to cheerfully accept first Walmart, and then every other big box retailers, and then some of the smaller retailers, dimming the lights in the summer to conserve energy. Then along came the Walmart Women's Economic Empowerment Initiative. I'll be honest, I have no idea what it meant. I still don't. But I did notice that several other companies followed suit. And recently, if you've been checking the news coming out of the U.S., Walmart has announced a ban on guns and ammunition from all their U.S. stores. My point is, in less than 15 years, there is now an acceptable new business culture. Doing good is good for business. Walmart is barely 57 years old and stumbled down this new transformational path hardly more than a decade ago. Whether your opinion is for or against Walmart, you've got to agree. These actions taken together signal a significant change in business is now underway. I won't bore you with the facts that we both know very well. You can see how the landscape in manufacturing and retail has been pretty much decimated. You can feel what it's like today to work with four or five generational levels at once. And you know that employee loyalty and employee engagement has pretty much left the building. Did you hear? Recently, Thomas Cook, the travel company formed in 1841, collapsed. It didn't declare bankruptcy, it collapsed. Overnight, 178 years went poof. Because too many someones through the years did not keep checking for the changes swirling in the air and making the necessary adjustments. Sadly, Thomas Cook won't be the only ones. There will be more collapses very soon. I'm sharing all this because we both know the times are profoundly and rapidly changing. The status quo of business is shifting quickly, not because anyone is right, but because the business culture is shifting. And the truth is, those of us who are rebels are not aware of all the tools and the thinkings that are now available to us. I just learned a few months ago about the Walmart doing good is good for business story, and I was part of it and didn't realize I was part of it in 2005. That story is being taught as a case study at Wharton and University of Toronto. So it's great if you're less than 30 years old or you still believe that higher education is going to get you a job. It's also great if you're currently going through an executive MBA. But it's not so great if you haven't been inside a university in at least a decade or more. And it's not so great if you're struggling to keep up with all the regulatory changes in your industry. I mean, who's got time to think about how to be a better leader? And who's got time to be researching and playing with new ideas, right? So for decades, I've been beating a tom-tom about putting people first and profit second. I'm not the only one. For the last 10 years, I've been helping pragmatic executives adjust their thinking and their outlook based on practical and empirical evidence. I'm not the only one. You might have heard of the bulletproof trifecta: make love to your customers, have incredibly simple processes, and be an upstanding community citizen. I'm not the only one. At the end of August this year, the Business Roundtable, a group of 181 top business leaders, publicly committed to lead their companies for the benefit of all stakeholders. All stakeholders: customers, employees, suppliers, communities, and shareholders. I particularly like the words of one of the leaders. CEOs work to generate profits and return value to shareholders, but the best run companies do so much more. They put the customer first and invest in their employees and their communities, because in the end, it's the most promising way to build long-term value. In case you haven't heard, the 52-year-old chief executive of Walmart is the new head of the Business Roundtable Group. He is introduced as the new age CEO who raised his company's minimum wage, limited handgun ammo sales, and announced plans to stop e-cigarette sales. And I can be sarcastic here and say, so who says Generation X opportunities have stalled, eh? I am so damned excited to share with you there are now tools and tips and tricks and strategies and mindset adjustments and a million things in place that were not in place 10 years ago and 20 years ago. We rebels have been doing things on our own for so long, but we are not alone. I want to share with you ideas and good shit that works. I want to put you in touch with resources that can help you change your thinking, make big or small changes, and create opportunities to have a massive impact. This podcast is for rebels who want to make a difference. You know, just like I do, anything is possible. There are just two things you need: focus and commitment. So let's make a pact. I promise to give you new ideas every week to help you become an awesome leader. You promise to give you focus and commitment. I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.